Welcome back to The Roundtable. I'm Ian Pickus. Summer might not be endless here in the Northeast, but our region is gearing up for some more fun before fall when the Beach Boys stop at Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts this Monday night, featuring original members Bruce Johnston and Mike Love. For more than 50 years, the Beach Boys have helped to define the sound of America, and Love's distinctive vocals have made an indelible mark on the history of pop music in songs like Surfin' USA, I Get Around, California Girls, Kokomo, and dozens more.
If everybody had an ocean across the USA, then everybody'd be surfing like California. You'd see them wearing their baggies, Huarache sandals too, a bushy, bushy blonde hairdo.
As frontman, Love has been the keeper of the flame since forming the group with his cousins, the Wilson Brothers, in 1961. They've had their ups and downs in the years since, but when I reached Love on the road, he said the group is as optimistic as ever heading into Monday's show at Tanglewood.
There's only so many rock music performances they'll have in that place, you know, and they're usually on a, like for instance, we're going there on Monday. You know, it's interesting because we did the July 3rd, it was to have been July 3rd and 4th at the Esplanade in Boston. And I believe the same people that produced that book, Tanglewood. So the next week after we did the Esplanade in Boston, we got a call saying, would you like to do Tanglewood? And I said, we'd love to, because it's a beautiful spot, and we don't get there very often. So it's going to be pretty special, I think. It'll be really nice.
Are you a classical music fan, or do you listen to classical music?
You know what? I grew up in a family environment. My mom would play opera almost every day of her life, you know. And so I grew up in a home with a Hammond organ, a Lyon and Healy harp, and a Steinway grand piano. So music was always a part of our upbringing, our life. It was a family reality. And it's kind of the thing that brought everybody together. Even if you had an aunt or an uncle that you didn't particularly get along with all that great, when it came to music and the harmony of it all, it was kind of like a healing balm, if you will. So yeah, I've been raised in a heavy music environment, you know, heavily musical environment, and you know, so. But of course, most of my adult life has been spent with the Beach Boys and doing that style of music. But we often, you know, in some of our records, we incorporated some of the instrumentation that's usually associated with classical music, like for instance our Pet Sounds album.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of really great woodwinds and strings and all kinds of instrumentation that you wouldn't ordinarily associate with rock music or pop music found its way into our music.
You know, the Beach Boys are their own sound. It's instantly recognizable. You've been doing this, you know, over 50 years, and I wonder, what were you influenced by? You know, the group started, you were so young. Were there groups you were trying to emulate or sounds you were trying to capture that led to the Beach Boys becoming this iconic sound itself?
Well, the thing that distinguishes the Beach Boys from so many other groups are the harmonies and the complexity of the harmonies or the sophistication of the harmonies. And the blend was very important to us as well. And the sensitivity towards blend really came from the Everly Brothers. They had a beautiful blend. It was just two-part harmony. And we're known for more four-part. And we, in terms of the complexity and the four-part harmony, we mainly got that from the Four Freshmen, which is a group that was very prominent in musical circles anyway in the 50s and 60s. And they still, that group still exists today, not necessarily with the original members, but they have fantastic. They're very artistic, and they called that style of singing modern harmony. Not so sure what you'd call it these days, but it was very, very sophisticated, very close four-part harmony, and in a sense, kind of like jazz influence. So we had that additional influence to the doo-wop that we all were fond of back in the 50s and 60s when we were first starting out and first starting to sing together. So we had a combination of the rock and roll of Chuck Berry and the Everly Brothers, and then the doo-wop groups, and then the Four Freshmen. So you kind of combine all those influences together, and the way that we sound and the subject matter that we chose to sing about, that became the sound of the Beach Boys and the style of the Beach Boys. So it was just a blend of all these influences.
Was it your dream or your goal to, you know, to be doing this? Because you've been doing it for so long, and you got started so early. You know, you're Beach Boy Mike Love. But I wonder, was that always the goal?
You know, I don't believe that we had a goal other than that we'd love to sing. And we loved to do the harmonies together. That was our special, you know, thing about when we got together. We'd do 3- and 4-part harmonies, and that was our, you know, that was as a result of our family influence growing up. Every birthday, every Thanksgiving, every Christmas we do Christmas caroling around the neighborhood and stuff. And so, just music, as I mentioned, is just a reality of our family life. And so it wasn't so much as we looked towards the future that we wanted to be, there was no precedent for the kind of thing that we did. Because there were the early rock and rollers like Elvis Presley, Little Richard, Jerry Lee Lewis, and the Everly Brothers and like that, and Chuck Berry, of course, but there wasn't any groups like we'd like to be like them. The groups that were before us were kind of like, you know, there were big bands, there were people like Frank Sinatra and Tony Bennett and stuff who were very popular at the time, but there wasn't like a real, I think we were kind of like the first boy band, but not in the sense of the fabrication of some of the boy bands that have been known for many years now, but we're a group of guys who wrote their own music, sang their own music, and performed their own music, and produced their own music. So it was kind of a new way of a new sort of a formula, which was the Beatles came along shortly after us, and then the Rolling Stones, and then. And so many other groups to follow, but we were at the advent of rock music becoming a really big business, you know. So, but we never foretold being, you know, doing what we do as the Beach Boys for over 50 years. Now that was just that we knew we liked to sing. And we loved getting together to harmonize. And then we chose the subject matter that was special to Southern California. Our, you know, surfing, the beach life, the surfer girls, California girls, the cars that we really were fond of, some of the great cars of the 50s and the 60s. I mean, you know, we all really loved the great cars of the day. And so between the cars and the surfing and the school life, it resonated so well with so many people around the country and even in other parts of the world.
Just a little disc with a flat head and wheel. But you walk a thunderbird like you're standing still. She's poured it in her leaf and she's stroking for two. 140 in the top end floor. She's my little disc. You don't know what I got. You don't know what I got. She's got a competition close with a 4 on the floor. And she purrs like a kitten till the lake pipes roar.
Yeah, you're on the road a lot, and you're going overseas later this year. I wonder, what do you think it is about the music that keeps it so relevant to people today? I mean, I saw you guys a couple years ago on the 50th anniversary tour, the big reunion tour. You had people who were 5 years old and who were 80 years old in that audience.
Right. It's true. Successive generations seem to enjoy the Beach Boys music. And, you know, we're, along with the Beatles and Motown, we're among the three most popular musical genre of the 60s, which is a very rich time for music. And I think even successive generations, whether you're a musician or just a fan, a listener, you tend to listen to what, you know, some of the origins of some of your, I mean, in other words, what's happening today is preceded by some pretty cool things over the years. And just like we look back towards the doo-wop and the Everly Brothers and Chuck Berry and all that stuff, now, like, the people that started out with us in the 60s as our fans are now in their 60s or 70s, and they still enjoy our music, of course. And then their children and their grandchildren get exposed to the Beach Boys through watching Full House reruns or soundtracks of major movies that, you know, it seems like every year there's another Beach Boys song in a major motion picture soundtrack. The song Wouldn't It Be Nice from her Pet Sounds album has been in Shampoo, 50 First Dates, and It's Complicated, and it might be in more, but those are three fairly big films it's been in over the years.
I got to add Pirate Radio, which had a amazing use of Wouldn't It Be Nice as the boat's going down.
Oh, that's another one. It's another example of exposure to that song. The Beach Boys are always being played on the radio, sometimes commercials, lots of times on soundtracks of major motion pictures, and so we're always being, you know, in the public ear. So it's kind of like our music keeps getting reinforced and reintroduced to successive generations. So it's pretty cool because the whole family can coexist with Beach Boys music. And that's not always the case with all forms of music. You know, sometimes the older folks like a certain type of music, and the younger folks like a different style, and they're not compatible. But we find that entire families will enjoy the Beach Boys.
It's August. Is this your favorite time of year?
It's our busiest time of year. You know, that any time of year is a good time of year. I mean, and you know, when we can perform our music and have a big crowd show up and enjoy what we do, that's any time of year is great. But the summer, I guess, we're associated with, because we've had an album, an LP was called Endless Summer back in the mid 70s. And we had a CD called Sounds of Summer, maybe 8 or 9 years ago it came out, and it's triple platinum. And we've always been associated, because of the subject matter originally, with the summer. And the thing about summer is you've got your amphitheaters, such as Tanglewood and many others around the country. You've got your county fairs, your state fairs, your baseball stadiums, and sometimes we'll do a show after a baseball game, a Major League Baseball game. And so there are more places and festivals, fairs, and amphitheaters going on in the summer, peculiar to the summer. And so we're like so busy in July and August, June, July, and August, actually, that when you say, is it our favorite time of year? It's not our favorite time of year for relaxation. We're busy. We're really busy, but it's a good busy. You know, it's a kind of thing where we enjoy what we're doing. We love the fact that people are still coming to see the Beach Boys, and that our music, that was some of it's more recent, but some of it was created 5 decades ago, and it's still appreciated, and that's quite a blessing for us.
Are you writing or recording anything right now?
Well, I recorded a song called Pisces Brothers based on a recollection, reminiscence of the time spent in India at Maharishi's place when George Harrison, who's a Pisces and so am I, his birthday was February 25th, mine's March 15th. So I wrote a song called Pisces Brothers, which was full of recollections of that time spent in India in the spring of 1968. And as you probably know, George is a very spiritual guy. He wrote that song, My Sweet Lord. He loved the Hare Krishna movement. He loved his meditation and Maharishi. He studied the sitar. He wrote some beautiful songs. And so when he passed away, I wrote this tribute, basically. And so we're doing it on stage now. This is the first year we've ever done it. So we have that as a brand new song, and it gets a tremendously, it just gets a really emotional response, and it's a sentimental song, there's no doubt. And so that is new. And we also found a song, and there's a box set that came out called Made in California. And during the scouring of the archives, we found a song called Going to the Beach, which we're doing in our show. We do it in the opening few songs of the show, and it fits beautifully with a lot of our surfing songs. And I like to start out our shows kind of retro and go back to the early days and the surf songs, Catch a Wave, Hawaii, Surf and Safari. There's a song called Do It Again, which was a pretty big hit for us back in 1968. So, you know, I like to start retro and get into the surfing songs and the car songs and stuff like that, and then branch out a little bit more. But we're doing a couple of things on our show that have never been done before until this year, A. And B, we're doing, in addition to all the hit songs that you would associate with the Beach Boys, like Help Me Rhonda and I Get Around and Fun, Fun, Fun and California Girls, and Good Vibrations and Kokomo, and we have a ton of great chart record hits, but we also do some things from our, we could call them album cuts, some things that are not quite as well known because they were single records or hit records, but songs we love to do because of their, just the pure value of the songs, like the harmonies and the melodies and perhaps the subject matter. So we do, we like to do like up to 2 hours of music on a show. And so it's a pretty comprehensive show.
Mike Love will be at Tanglewood with the Beach Boys on Monday night. He's a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, a Grammy winner, and has written some of the most iconic music in American pop history. Mike Love, it's just been an honor to have you on the show, and thanks very much for your time.
Oh, thank you for letting folks know that we're coming to Tanglewood. It'll be good to see everybody there.
Since he took your set of keys, you've been thinking that your fun is all through.
You shouldn't have lied, now you shouldn't have lied.
But you can come along with me, cause we got a lot of things to do now.
You shouldn't have lied, now you shouldn't have lied.
And we'll have
fun, now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
Fun, now that daddy
took the T-Bird away. Fun, now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
Fun, now that daddy took the T-Bird
away.
Listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.